What's up, guys, and welcome back to Zachary Reality. I am your host, Zachary Reality, and this is the 24th episode of my podcast, 2424. Yes, this is such a special episode because 24 is my lucky number. I was born on June 24th. I am 24 years old, which means I had a killer golden birthday this year. And now we are here with the 24th episode of my podcast. So what a special, special, special episode. And I am so, so excited about today's episode. We have a special guest. We have such a special guest on for today's 24th episode. We have Erica Rose. If you do not know who Erica Rose is, she is the OG, the villain of Bachelor. She is the most iconic Bachelor villain because she's the first person that ever was a Bachelor villain, like as far as the girls, like way back in the day. She was on season 9, Prince Lorenzo's season, and she also was on 2 seasons of Bachelor Pad. And since I have been watching The Bachelor forever, you guys know how much I love The Bachelor. So I am so excited that we have Erica Rose on today. You guys have to just YouTube her, Google her. She is hilarious. Oh my God. If you guys watched her back in the day, or if you just look up some clips, you guys are going to get a kick out of her. She was so iconic on The Bachelor, and you guys are going to love her today on my podcast because she spills the tea. Like, this girl, Erica, like, she holds nothing back. She really just says it how it is. I was hysterically laughing throughout the entire podcast and interview. She cracks me up. And if you guys are listening, if you listen the whole way through, like, she will crack you up. She is so funny. So she called herself a princess on, or she definitely is a princess. She called herself a princess on The Bachelor when she was on years ago. She wore a crown. So she is like the OG queen. Okay. Or she called herself a princess. So maybe not the queen, but I had to ask her about Queen Victoria. I had to ask her so many questions about Bachelor. She's also a huge Housewives fan. So we get into Housewives. She talks a lot about her time on Bravo. She's been on Below Deck Sailing Yacht, or I think that's coming out soon. She's going to tell you all about it. So you guys are going to have to listen to this interview. It's so good. And I'm so excited about today's episode. So yeah, so we're going to play it in just a couple of minutes, but just a couple of updates because Bachelor in Paradise was on this week and it was a pretty boring episode. It was 2 hours long. I cannot believe next week is going to be 3 hours. I'm not mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually prepared for it, but it was a pretty boring episode. I don't even remember what happened, but like, all I know is Queen Demi is no longer on the beach. So that's kind of like really upsetting, but I'm going to be watching Survivor tonight. It's the premiere of Survivor. So I'm so excited about that. Definitely doing recaps on my TikTok and hope to get a Survivor contestant on my podcast in the next few weeks, especially while the new season of Survivor is airing. I've been watching The Circle. I'm so obsessed with The Circle. It's really heating up. There's like these two alliances, the band and the Viva La something. I'm not even sure, but The Circle is so good. So head over my TikTok because we need to dish on The Circle as well. It's so good. And other than that, Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City. Oh, I got to tell you guys fun and exciting news. If you haven't been following me, I was a part of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City influencer campaign, which is so amazing to be recognized by NBC and Bravo. Basically, we did a partnership where I posted TikToks talking about Salt Lake City. Life has been really good recently. I saw Paris Hilton this week. I met Kathy Hilton this week. I met Garcelle this week, just like all the Beverly Hills Housewives. There was like a Hilton takeover at the Abbey, which is like a really popular gay bar in West Hollywood. And it was just like so exciting. And I'm like kind of on a high from that right now. Like, we just love running into reality stars, don't we, bitches? So life isn't really good. I've been super, super busy just trying to get through the heat wave that is Los Angeles because it's been so hot outside. And I film a lot for work, so I cannot put my AC on while I am filming because my AC is so loud. So the struggle has been real since I film so many hours a day. So I've just been so hot every single day in my apartment, working my freaking ass off with all these TikToks and these videos and my hosting job at Shared News, which you guys have to check out. I always remind you guys I host at Shared News, and tomorrow, which is out today or whatever, I'm interviewing a couple people from The Circle, which is going to be really, really exciting. So make sure you guys check that out. And I'm really just so excited about Halloween, and I'm getting prepared to dress up. So I'm dressing up as some reality stars for Halloween, which is so exciting. So you guys are gonna have to let me know also if you guys can just tell me who you want to see me dress up as, because I will be dressing up as like a many
people. I'm going to like 5 Halloween parties and I cannot wait. I'm also going to Vegas next weekend with my friends. So that's going to be super, super exciting. And I'll be vlogging that for YouTube. So stay tuned. So there's so much going on. Obviously follow Zachary Reality for all of the updates, but let's get into this podcast interview with the one and only Erica Rose, because she is hilarious, guys. And I'll touch base with you guys at the end of the episode.
Okay. We are here with TV personality, attorney, the real life Elle Woods, and the OG Bachelor villain. And I hope you don't take that the wrong way. Erica Rose.
Hey.
Erica, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I've been looking forward to our chat.
Me too. I've actually been looking forward to our chat for probably like 12 years. Like I literally watched you when I was like 10 or 11 and fell in love with you on Bachelor Pad. Your personality, like it was just chef's kiss. You really set the tone for like anyone that wanted to have a personality on The Bachelor specifically. And you obviously have done so much ever since. I mean, have you ever thought you would be where you are today back then?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I did. Like I was sometimes worried, you know, after Bachelor Pad, when I couldn't find anyone on the show, I'd be like, am I ever going to get married? You know, and that kind of thing. So I feel, and I was like, am I ever going to pass my bar exam? So I'm really happy to have passed my Texas bar exam, be married with 2 daughters, you know, having a house, like everything like that. It feels really good.
Yeah, I feel like you got everything you ever wanted. I'm really happy that you found love, because you were kind of mistreated, or you were mistreated on the show. And I feel like you were really made to feel like you were really made to look like nobody would want you on the show, which is so upsetting. And I'm just so happy you found your happily ever after. And I never lost hope that you would pass the bar exam and become this lawyer.
Thank you. Yeah, I was lucky that my husband happened to have watched me on Bachelor, which you can't find anywhere. The season I was on with Prince Lorenzo back in 2006. I wish I could find it because it was funny. But so my husband had seen like 1 or 2 episodes of that, because he was at like a family friend's house, and actually his dad's house, and they were playing it. But I was relieved that he had never seen Bachelor Pad, and it didn't go on demand until like after we got married. But even then he's like, he knows how like I had some negative times on there. So he's met some of my friends from it, from the franchise, like at our wedding. Even Prince Lorenzo himself came. So I was like, that's a royalty in our wedding. But he doesn't even want to watch Bachelor Pad because he knows it's like all the negative stuff. And he's like, I don't even need to see you go through that. You know? So I felt like guys that I had were dating like in LA when I was single that had seen it, even if they didn't watch it until like after we started dating, then they would like get a negative impression of me. So I'm happy that he didn't see it, honestly.
And you liked your edit on Prince Lorenzo season, which was season 9 of The Bachelor. So we're going way back.
I was young. I mean, I was right out of college. I had literally just turned 23, like right before I went to the casting, and I was recently single. Like besides my husband, my longest relationship was a boyfriend I had in my senior year of college. And then the first year after, we dated for like several years, you know? And so that was like the most serious breakup I ever went through. And so I was just kind of moping around my parents' house, watching reality TV. And my dad saw the casting in our Houston Chronicle newspaper. And he's like, you know what? You should go do this. Get yourself out of the house and over your breakup. So I went down with like a couple girlfriends, and that's how it all started.
And I'm sure did they just cast you immediately, or did you have to like go through an audition process?
So yeah, it was an audition, but there were so many people at that casting. It was at the ABC station here that they had to audition us in groups of like 4 or 5. So I had to make sure to stand out in the group, but I didn't even have my tiara at that first audition, even though we knew it was a prince. And so then I got a call back, and I definitely wore my tiara to the second audition, like the callback one in Houston. It was just like 3 days later. And so then I think it took about a month from there before I found out that I was coming to LA for like, they have, I don't know exactly how many they do, but around like 50 women or so, maybe less. They fly to LA, you stay in the hotel for the weekend, and you literally meet all the producers. Like first you thought you were just doing an interview with one person in a room. And then like, I guess Mike Fleiss and everyone was listening in the next room. And so I didn't know that. Then afterwards, they were like, we want you to meet everyone. And their biggest question was just like, you're 23. And Lorenzo at the time was like 34. but he's still single. And they were like, are you sure you're ready to settle down? And I said, well, I want to have 4 kids, so I better get started. It's funny because I was more ready to settle down than him because he's still single.
He's still single now? He's
still single. Yeah. He was like the bachelor at my wedding. I'm like, ah, girls, like my single girlfriends, they like missed the boat, but I had set him up with some girlfriends over throughout the years, honestly, because he lives in Palm Beach now, but we hang out when he lived in New York and we always have just been friends, never romantic. I see him in Aspen sometimes, but he likes women that are play really hard to get. So he was really into one of my friends and then, you know, she stopped playing hard to get and he was like over her. So it's kind of hard to get someone like that, I feel, that always wants the chase, you know?
I can't believe he hasn't found love yet. He's got to be like close to like 50, right?
Yeah, he's almost 50 because I'm 38. And definitely wants to have kids. He's told me that, you know, he's like, your kids are so cute. I definitely want to have kids. He's like, maybe I'll do what you did because I had my first daughter with my ex before I got married. So he's like, maybe I'll just do that. She came out so beautiful. You know, and then like, I was joking with my daughter. I'm like, well, I do know a prince because she always says she wants to be a princess. I'm like, I mean, he might still be single by the time you're 18. You never know.
Yeah. Do you still call yourself and consider yourself a princess?
Now I feel like I'm more of a queen because like my daughters are the princesses and my husband's like the king of the family. So yeah, I'm more of a queen because like princess vibes, I feel like go on like in your 20s, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of people want to know what you think of Queen Victoria. Are you still watching The Bachelor to this day?
Yeah, I'm watching. So I'm really into Paradise. I always seem to like Paradise more than I like the regular seasons, especially because there's people I like on there, like Becca Coverin. I think she's really pretty. And I like seeing Joe on there again. And I'm happy that he seems like he's finding love with Serena and all that. But so I'm really, I watched that. I like that Wells is hosting it.
Yeah.
And everything. So yeah, I still do watch. And I did see a little bit of Queen Victoria on Matt's season. First, I was like, why is, like, I thought it was random just because the reason I did the whole princess thing initially was because Lorenzo was a prince. But then my mom, I was watching it one day with my mom at the gym and she was like, well, maybe she's saying Queen Victoria because there was a queen like back in the day in the Victorian era, Queen Victoria. I'm like, she wasn't even that cute, that queen. But then I was like, well, I guess that makes sense. But like everyone I know named Elizabeth, like my mother-in-law doesn't call themselves, you know, Queen Elizabeth, but sometimes I call her that if she's being like really demanding. I'll be like, oh, it's Queen Elizabeth, you know, in a joking way. And it's funny because my husband's name is Charles. So I was like, well, if we have a boy, we have William or something.
So what did you think of her like on the show being the queen? Do you think maybe she tried to like pay tribute to you?
I thought so, but she never admitted that. So I don't know. I felt like it was a little bit copying, but I also felt like she was even more of a villain in the sense that like she grabbed the crown off of like the actual beauty pageant girl's head. And I was like, okay, that bitch earned her crown. So you shouldn't. And then I thought I liked her reinvention. I was surprised that no guys were into her because I liked how she like reinvented herself as like a goddess and she was all into like crystals and all that stuff. I'm into that as well. I definitely like her better as a blonde for sure.
Of course. Blondes always have more fun.
Exactly. I thought she looked good. So I was surprised. I thought she would find someone on Paradise, actually.
Yeah, I guess not. Bachelor pad. So how many years went by before you got cast for that? And like, was it just a no-brainer for you to go?
Yeah. So like originally they had reached out to me to do season one of Bachelor pad. So I guess that was like 2010. But I was already doing a show on VH1 called You're Cut Off. And that was so fun. But VH1 was like, sure, go ahead. They already knew I'd been on The Bachelor, but it was ABC that said it would be airing at the exact same time, like the same time slot and everything. So they were like, yeah, we'd rather wait to have you next year, you know? So then I was friends with, I don't know, maybe I would have had a better experience, honestly, I think on that season, because I was really good friends with Natalie Getz. And our friend Jesse Sinsack used to have, he had won like, I forget which season, Deanna Pappas' season of the Bachelorette. And so he used to have these reunions way before Bachelor Pad was even a thing. We all went up to party in Breckenridge. You know, so I knew like Elizabeth Kitt and this like sleazy guy, Jesse, that hooked up with like everyone. Jesse Kovacs.
Jesse Palmer.
Not Jesse Palmer. And I was good friends with Kipton. We had all done like a Napa trip. So it was like, I was friends with so many guys on that season. So it probably would have been, I don't think I would have won, to be honest, but I think it would have been like more organic because I had just taken a vacation with all of them. So, but I don't regret doing my VH1 show. I just, if I would have been able to do both, then I would have been happy with that. because I didn't really know a lot of people coming into Bachelor Pad season two. I had met my friend Casey, Kale, and Vianna through this like reunion party they did in New York. And so he was really sweet. He always had my back. And I went to his wedding. We're still friends. And Vianna's came to our wedding. We're still friends, you know. And so she's having a baby soon, I think. But anyway, yeah. So she was a real friend that I made, but we weren't even that good of friends while we were filming, just because I thought Jake was nice. And that was like a big problem with her and Casey. They were like, you have to hate him, you know? And
I'm like, of course.
Nice to me. Maybe he's, I'm sure he was.
Are you still friends with Jake?
No, I'm not friends with Jake. I'm still friends with Casey and Vianna. Jake was like very a fake friend to me. Like we were only really friends while we were there. And then I saw him like a couple times after that. I still keep up with Michelle Money sometimes.
Love Michelle.
Love her. I'm happy for her and her relationship.
Yeah. And everything. But how do you feel you would have done on Bachelor in Paradise if they had that kind of format back in the day?
I think I would have been better at it because I was so bad at those challenges.
Yeah, you were.
Oh my God. They were so hard. Like people don't realize it. I was talking with this producer that he's not there anymore. His name's Alon Gell, but now he just did Fuckboy Island or F-Boy Island.
Yeah.
But he was saying how like those challenges were so crazy and hardcore because they had brought like this consultant on board from Survivor to like craft the challenges. So they weren't, it was just like random for the Bachelor franchise because it's not about like being athletic or, and some of those challenges were really freaking hard. I definitely think, especially now with the diversity on the show and Bachelor in Paradise, I would have for sure done better in the sense that like the guys when I was on the show were just all like white for the most part.
Maybe you like a little flavor.
Yeah, like I like my husband's at least like Italian and Greek, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like the white guys just wanted girls that were like like so skinny.
Yeah.
And that was just not, I'm not like big, but I'm like, the guys now seem to like some curves at least. But yeah, then it was like all just a certain type of guy and girl. And so for sure, I think I would have done better now, 100%.
Not but I think you did. But I think you did really good on Bachelor Pad because there was strategy and you were so good at like voting people off and making alliances and being manipulative.
I was good at that part of the game for sure.
So what if they brought that to Bachelor in Paradise? Because it seems like this season, it seems like this season they're voting people off. Brendan and Piper got voted off.
You're right.
Elena got voted off. Like, what do you think about, what kind of changes do you think they could make?
Yeah, I feel like they are basically doing that. I feel like if I were Chris and Elena, I would have been like, F you guys, y'all aren't. Maybe it's because there is no Chris Harrison to step in and be like, they're allowed to stay. And Wes, that's not really, I mean, Wells, that's not really his role, I guess. Mm-hmm. But if I were them, I would have been like, we're not going to hang out with y'all anyway. We're going to stay on this beach and do us. Like, it's a free vacation. You guys aren't the producers. You didn't cast us. Like, it's weird that they let them intimidate them. Who cares if no girls are going to be friends with you? Like, have fun. Because I don't know what's going on with their relationship, but like, that's like the perfect climate for a relationship to work. So yeah, I was surprised by that. So it's almost like they need to add that into Paradise, like you were saying, because it's happening organically, interestingly, you know?
But don't you think the producers probably told Chris and Elena that it was better for them to leave? Like, don't you think they encouraged them to leave too?
I don't know, because like from a production standpoint, I could have seen my, like a producer, if I was one, being like, y'all should stay just to cause more drama, you know?
But now the show's so different and I feel like it's too so scripted now. Like
that is.
And like everyone has to be so politically correct now.
Mm-hmm. I think it needs to bring back some of it. I feel like honestly, when Alon left the show on his own and chose to do that, honestly, I feel like a lot of the drama and the fun things that he brought to it were like left with him.
Yeah. You know? I've noticed it too. Producer.
Yeah.
The past couple of years have changed so much, especially now with Chris Harrison leaving. What was your reaction to him leaving? Do you wish that he didn't leave on the way he did? Were you upset about it?
I was sad that he left on those type of terms, but I can 100% understand why Rachel Lindsay felt how she did. And I agree with the way she felt 100%. I think he was caught off guard and he was trying to like serve his role, I guess, as a producer by defending like the current contestant, Rachel, but he just didn't think, like he was just caught in the moment. But I never observed any type of negative behavior from him like that. But like I said, the show wasn't that diverse when I was there. But then again, I also feel like it was time for him to step down. And I love the freshness that Tayshia and Caitlin bring. But I wish he could have left on his own terms instead of those other terms, you know?
No, 100%. And I think it's just sucks as like a longtime viewer. Like I've been watching the show for like 12 years to see him go down like that. And now the show feels so up in the air, and kind of what you mentioned with Chris and Elena, like just leaving like that, like that wouldn't have happened if Chris was there. Yeah. This season of Paradise is like a shit show because there's no, I don't really like the whole guest host thing. Like, what do you think of the guest host and who do you think should host the next season of The Bachelor?
I thought it was super weird. I liked David Spade, like when he was there and I thought he was going to stay and then he was gone. And then I had heard that Wells was going to host it, but he's not. He's just kind of like bartending. So I heard some rumblings about possibly Jesse Palmer hosting. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
You know, and he was The Bachelor like a couple seasons before I was on. I think he would be great. He's handsome. He's been The Bachelor, which I think is a bonus. I think he's hosted some stuff for like ESPN and other things. So I feel like he would be a really good choice. What do you think?
I agree with that too. I saw that yesterday. I was like, this makes sense because he's still relevant. He's on that like surfer show. Exactly. So I think it would make sense. Who has been like your favorite like bachelor or bachelorette over the past like few years?
The past few years, let me think. I'm thinking.
Like JoJo, Becca.
I thought JoJo was so good. I've met her a few times. Well, actually when there was like this, we did, they did a premiere party. Remember that year that they did for Colton season? I think it was, they did like premiere parties all around the country. So I went to the one in Dallas. It was actually at Chris Harrison's bar and JoJo and Caitlin were hosting it. Chris was out at the one in LA, but yeah. It was really sweet. She ran up to me and she's like, "You're the OG of the franchise." And
you
I was like, "You're so cute." So I thought she was really good. And Tayshia, of course, was amazing.
Oh yeah. Love Tayshia. The Bachelors have been a little lame lately. We had one with like a huge controversy, two like couldn't even get engaged to the right one. One came out as gay. Like it's just been like a mess.
My mom called it. My mom was like, "I think Colton's gay." I was like, "What?" My mom always knows, but I didn't know. She called it out like even before, like even when we were watching his season. And you know, I'm proud of him that he's finally felt like the courage to come out and everything. I think that was really brave and really, really hard for him.
Do you think we'll ever get a gay bachelor?
Yeah, I think there needs to be. Like, oh, it's time. That would be so fun.
But realistically, when do you think we can get one?
I think there should be one soon, but it shouldn't be someone like Demi, who's not really, you know, a lesbian. She was just like, I don't know, she might be bi, but it's like, it needs to be someone that's really committed to finding like a gay partner, not like, oh, I can do both. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that would, even if Colton was The Bachelor again, but this time dating men, I would love to see that. I didn't think he was bad as The Bachelor. I thought he was really good and nice.
I think just because everything that happened with Cassie, like off screen, like I don't think that they could ever put him back on the show, but otherwise it would have been like genius for him to come back and do it.
I know. But I think that would be fun for sure.
Yeah.
They're doing a senior bachelor. They might as well do a gay one. That would be so much more interesting. I don't want to watch old people dating.
I don't think they're actually going to do a senior bachelor. They've been saying that for years.
Yeah, I've been seeing it pop up and I'm like, oh, I don't think anyone wants to watch this show.
And what is even senior? I feel like senior on The Bachelor is like 40 to 40 and up, like Claire Crawley.
I know. I was excited for Claire because I know her. I've met her so many times and I'm excited that she and Del seem like they're back together now and happy because she's really a nice person, actually, when I met her. She's super sweet and down to earth and really wants to have kids and have at least one kid, you know, and have a family and all that.
Yeah, so hopefully that works out. I want to play a little game with you called Bachelor Villain Draft. So there's been many villains over the years on The Bachelor, but there's only been one, Erica Rose. You're the OG. So I want to know what are your thoughts on some of these Bachelor villains in a rapid fire speed round? How do you think they did on the show? So let's start off with Chad Johnson.
Chad, I would give out of a 1 to 10, I'd give him a 7.
Okay, what did he do wrong?
What he did wrong was just being a little bit too cheesy when he came back to Bachelor in Paradise and getting too drunk. I didn't like that.
Period. Okay. What about Corinne Olympios?
Love Corinne. We're like Instagram friends now. I'm going to give her a 10. She was so good on her time on Nick's season. And then on Paradise, I'm going to have to say she went down to a 5 because I don't like that way that whole thing went down.
Yeah.
I felt bad about it for her.
Yeah. What do you think about Tammy from Pilot Pete's season?
Oh, I love her. I think she's so funny. She's been like my favorite. She was my favorite thing to watch on Paradise. I'm going to give her a 10.
What about Thomas? Do you feel like he got an unfair edit?
Yeah, I do think Thomas got a little bit of an unfair edit because he doesn't really seem that mean. So yeah. I'm going to give him a 6.
Oh, okay. And what about Crystal?
Crystal, I liked her. I felt like she got to redeem herself on Paradise. So as a villain, I loved her with all her glitter and everything like that. I'll give her a 9.
Okay. And last one, what about Luke P from Hannah Brown season?
I felt like he got an unfairly villain edit. I think he really liked her. I mean, he was definitely a little bit controlling though, and that is not cool. And that is like, I would never want to be with a guy that controlling. So I'm going to give him a 4 because I don't like controlling guys.
Period. And that is how you play the villain draft. Do you think there was anyone who was iconic as you as the villain category over the years? Or do you feel like you just did it first?
I think only Corinne.
Okay.
I don't really feel that she was copying me. I feel like she was her own person. I really liked that she had a nanny. I'm like, that's so cute. Sometimes I think of my kids' nanny. It's like, sometimes I'm like, Martina, she's like our nanny too half the time, just because she'll like cook for us and do things like that. And now I keep in touch with Corinne. Now she's back in Miami. She was in a relationship. But I guess,
ended.
Yeah. And I was like, I was happy for her about it, but I told her, when you're ready, girl, I have a friend to set you up with. He's already like, yeah, set me up. So trust me, I don't think she's going to have any problems finding a guy.
Honestly, I don't think so either.
I think she needs a Jewish guy because, you know, she is Jewish, oh my, and she's very jappy. And a Jewish guy is going to appreciate that quality in her. And I thought her boyfriend, who is Italian, because that's like the same thing, but I don't know what happened. I think she moved in too fast, but you know, who knows what happened on that. She's still young.
Yeah. And how did you meet your husband?
So it's so crazy. My husband and I actually met through friends in high school that we didn't date back then. We were just friends, you know, hung out with we went to different high schools, but we hung out with like the same group of friends. And then we went not went our separate ways, but we both went to colleges elsewhere, went to law schools elsewhere. And then we reconnected. Like, we stayed in touch through Facebook. He was living in Miami. So anytime I was there for whatever reason, he would always notice somehow and be like, hey, want to meet up? But I was always there for bachelorette party or different things, you know, so I was always busy. So we ran into each other once when we were 25, like at my friend's grandfather's funeral, literally. And he was like, you look so good at that funeral. I still remember it. And I was like, that's kind of weird, but whatever. So I guess I was always on his radar like that. And then we reconnected at one of my parents' charity events when I had just moved back from LA and my daughter Holland was a baby and he was single. And that's how we reconnected.
Wow. So how old are your kids now?
Holland is, she just turned 5 over the weekend, and our daughter Aspen is 3.
Oh, and what is your favorite thing about motherhood?
I guess my favorite thing about motherhood is it really just like expands your heart so much and really teaches you how to truly love. And I feel like for me, I needed to, that's why I became a mother first, because it had to teach me like unconditional love and receive that back. And then I was ready to find that in someone. And then also I love learning from my daughters. Like our younger daughter, Aspen, she's a Leo. She's so friendly. She's so outgoing. She always makes everyone feel so good because she says hi to everyone. So I've started acting more like her that way. Because I used to be like kind of more reserved and waiting for others to say hi to me. And then people would think I was snobby, especially if they'd seen me on the show. I'm like, no, now I might go out of my way to be like very outgoing. And people are very receptive to that.
Of course. I love that. And of course you would have 2 girls, but are you done having kids? Because I feel like you need to have a gay son.
Yeah, I need to have, exactly. I need to have a gay son.
Adopt me.
That would be so fun. So we weren't trying, like literally like, you know, doing the methods we could do that weren't permanent to not get pregnant. I wasn't on the pill or anything, but finally, like just in the past month, we were like, now that our kids are 3 and 5 and they're like, that, you know, potty trained and very independent.
They can cook now. They have phones.
Yeah. I'm like, they run their own lives. They do both have their own phones.
They have managers.
Yeah. But like now it's like, I think they're actually both be excited. Like for Holland's birthday wish, she told me she wished for a baby and I would love it to be a boy. I already have his name picked out.
Are you going to share here? Do we have a Zachary Reality exclusive? Name.
So I would love to have a boy named Kingston.
Ooh, very on brand.
Yeah, he would have a crown everywhere. It would be so cute.
Oh my God. And are you still in Houston?
Yeah, we're in Houston. We also have an office in Dallas as well. So I love going out to Dallas for our Dallas office. And I met some of the Dallas housewives when I was there, became friends with Deandra, but I was sad to find out that it was canceled. But then I heard there might be a San Antonio housewives, which San Antonio would be fun because it's really pretty out there and it's very Latina. And I think that would be an interesting flavor for housewives.
I think they had a Texicana show. It lasted like one season.
I know. So I don't know if that rumor about the San Antonio housewife is true. I thought the Dallas was good, honestly. I was like, maybe
me too. I was going to ask you, would you ever want to be a housewife?
It wasn't canceled forever. What happened is they just didn't green light this next season. So they could always bring it back, but they kind of wanted to take a break because I think they felt like some of the cast was getting boring and one of them wanted to leave. Brandy wanted to leave anyways. And Tiffany's like originally from New York. She was like the best of the cast, but recently she was joking in an interview that she would take Ramona's spot on the New York Housewives. She was like, I'll move back to New York and take Ramona's place because I think she's leaving. Who knows? But yeah, my goal after we opened the Dallas office and I was like, I met, you know, Deandra at this party back in June. And she was even pushing for me to be on there. She was like, oh, she just thought it would be so fun if you were on because like she needed someone new to have her back because that girl Carrie was being so like obsessed with her and so mean to her. And I was like, I'll have your back because we have a mutual really good friend in Houston. So that's also my best friends is also one of her best friends. So I felt like it would be a good fit. But
even as like a friend of vibes, like you still could have came.
Yeah, even as a friend of, because I would like tell people off that we're being a bitch to her because that's my personality. I'd love to like to if someone's bothering one of my friends, I love to like be mean to them, friend, you know.
Oh my god, you haven't changed one bit. Well, obviously, like you've matured a lot and you're so successful, but you're still like the same Erica Rose that we fell in love with. What other housewives are you watching right now? Do you want to dive into Salt Lake City a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm watching Salt Lake City and also Beverly Hills right now.
What are your thoughts on like Erica and Sutton? Where do you kind of stand on that? What do you think of Crystal?
I mean, I've been such a big fan of Erica this whole time. And I don't really like Sutton because I actually agree with Erica that she is very small town. It's funny because she doesn't seem like Beverly Hills, but she reminds me of people I know even in Houston that came from like another small town. They didn't come from Houston. They came from like Beaumont, this small town in Texas. And they're all about like their impressions and society and the junior league. And I think I agree with Erica. That's so small town. I mean, I get where Sutton's coming from, but like she would not be involved
if she stopped asking.
At this point, she wouldn't be involved in the legalities because unless Erica was like when they're on camera, it's not like she's releasing confidential information. I did hear that Lisa Rinna was like subpoenaed or something. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, of course, sometimes Erica's stories are inconsistent, but at the same time, she's probably constantly finding out new information and her lawyers are probably coaching her and saying like, yeah, you need to say this, that. So I don't think I've always thought of her as like kind of an honest person. I mean, she was always honest about her past and everything. I'm hoping to see her come out on top, honestly. And I like Crystal. I think she's funny. I think she's bitchy. I totally like how she thinks of her bags as good investments. I'm like, I say the same thing. So I'm all about that argument.
I feel like Sutton needs to just stop asking so much personal questions. And I also think Sutton just needs a backbone. I think Erica could be intimidating, obviously. Like she's the most loud, she's the loudest, most aggressive one in the room. Mm-hmm. But Sutton needs to stop like poking at her. Like what is the point of it? She needs to chill out.
Like, you need to know more about Sutton. Like who is she dating? Like
literally, does she have kids?
She's always putting herself in other people's business, but never sharing. And I don't like, that's a busy, like, I don't like people like that. Like if you're going to be snooping in other people's lives, you need to share your own life, you know? And my favorite is, I really love Dorit because I think she's so pretty and she has the best style and her kids are really cute.
If I was going to compare you to housewives, I would literally compare you to Dorit or maybe Cameron Westcott. How did you feel about that?
I agree with that. My other friend thinks that about Cameron and we happen to be Facebook friends, but she's like never on there anymore. But we have mutual friends from college. She went to SMU, I think, and a bunch of my friends went there. So we're the same age. And I feel like I would be friends with her, definitely, with Cameron.
Who would you rather defend in court, Jen Shah or Erica Jayne?
Erica, 100%. I would happily defend Erica in court easily. Because I would like have a good time making that argument that he was hiding everything from her, you know, and he was helping pay for her business, but it's not like she knew that he owed all these victims money, that he owed his law partners money. Like he kept all that separated. So I would happily defend her. I don't know about defending Jen Shah because I just don't know enough about it legally. Like it's hard for me to know what exactly she did. I know someone said it was like a pyramid scheme, but at the same time, I don't know if that's really illegal, because like, I know people that sell all this stuff for like, it works, or I don't even know if that's still a thing, but they're always like selling, you know, those products like online. Mm-hmm. They were at least like 5 years ago. And it's like, well, that was a pyramid scheme. So was Jen doing anything worse? I really just don't know. Honestly.
Jen seems, she seems like she's fine. Like she's posting, yeah, like she's not in jail. Like, I don't think she was. Not. Was she charged?
I don't really know. Like at first they acted like it was really serious, and then maybe they realized what she was doing was not really bad, because that's just the way that pyramid schemes work, you know? And yeah. So I don't really think she was like, I don't know what happened with her or who reported her. I definitely think it was one of the cast. Like they were saying in that episode, they were like, who told them where we were filming? Who would you think it was if it had
it
to
could
be?
Be? I don't think any of the cast told on Jen. I don't see why they would want to do that. I think that they're a TV show that was filming in a public parking lot, yeah, and anyone could find out.
Yeah. Who's so, your favorite on that cast?
I like Heather the most, but I also love Meredith as well. But I want to kind of ask what you think about this whole Meredith Brooks situation, because I'm at the point where it's like, I feel like Brooks needs to have a sit down with Jen, because yeah, I like that Meredith is defending her son, but I feel like Brooks, mm-hmm, like he got himself involved in the drama. He's 22 years old.
He's like my favorite character on the show.
But don't you think he's being a little bit of like, no, I love him too, and I want to love him more, but don't you think he needs to stand up for himself?
Yeah, I think he needs to stand up for himself. I can understand how he's a little scared of Jen, because like, I wouldn't be scared of Erica, but I would personally be scared of Jen, because she has like a very aggressive spirit. And she could like, she's like a different kind of bitch where she can like cut you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like she's like a bitch that seems like she could fight. And so of course she wouldn't do that to him, but I mean, he's young and like, you know, it's intimidating, but yeah, I would love to see them have a sit down, because it is kind of awkward for Meredith to have to always be defending him. Cause that's not, she's not really a fighting personality. It doesn't seem like to me, you know, no. But I like her, but I also like Whitney Rose. I think she's so fun. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Mary?
Mary, I don't really like her very much. I get bored with her pushing all of her religion on everyone. I mean, I guess that's her thing, but she's like, I'm Jesus. Or like,
do you like her closet?
Yeah, I do like her closet. Her tagline is like, if you come for me, I'll have Jesus after you. I'm like, I don't even think that's a thing. Like, I've never heard of Jesus like coming after people. He's not really a vindictive person, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me, girl.
But I think she's good for the show, because I always think it's good to have people on TV that have no idea about TV. Like, you want to have hardcore reality TV fans, but then you also want to have the people that are so out of touch.
Yeah,
it just doesn't seem like they know what they're doing.
It's kind of awkward. So I guess that's a good thing. I wouldn't be friends with her, but she is good for the show.
Yeah. So how did you find yourself on Bravo sailing yacht below deck?
So it's so funny, but somehow one of the casting producers, her name's Tracy, was always reaching out to me about it. And like before COVID, it was like a really expensive price. But also before that, my friends and I were always just so busy, like with other trips and like kids and stuff and just like work life and just everything. And so she reached out to me summer of 2020 about it. And she was like, we're doing this amazing deal. It's like so cheap. Like basically you don't really even pay for anything. And like just the tip, like basically. And if you want to upgrade your flight, which we did, and also we thought that they made the quarantine part seem fun because that was before the vaccine was a thing. Ooh. So they're like, we're going to put you in this gorgeous villa because you have to, since then you had to quarantine before getting on the yacht. And so it's like, she was like, it's the nicest villa. They pretended like it was so nice. So we're like, oh, it's a bonus vacay. That sounds amazing. And it was fine. But honestly, I think the name villa was not the right. It was like a condo. And they told us, yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to. She's like, yeah, they don't really want you guys going into town, but you'll be able to. Don't worry about it. No. First of all, we were staying in like a random part of Croatia before we got on the yacht, like not even in a city. And they literally had an armed guard. He was nice. We became friends with him, but he was there to make sure we didn't leave. And also because I feel like it was a shady neighborhood. So he was there for like many different reasons, but like, no, there was literally no leaving the premises like at all. Like we had to do like the Croatian version of Uber Eats to like get all of our food.
Oh,
and
God.
And the Wi-Fi was like so bad at that villa. We couldn't Netflix. Like we could barely use our phones. So we were starting to like fight with each other back then, like at the villa. I mean, when you stick eight women there, it's like you know, it was like the producers were laughing because they said we weren't the only group to come aboard the yacht with Artie Drama. And she was like, you know, we should have put cameras up in the quarantine. That seems like it would have been a funny show, like quarantined in Croatia, you know? So it was just funny. By the time we got in the yacht, like my friends and I were trying to like just have fun. But then like, of course, things were edited and other drama came out of like things that did, like one of our friends said behind my back and things that. Yeah. And so that's why I feel like watching it could seem like, why did you randomly get mad at your friend like that? Well, luckily they edited that part out because it was airing people's dirty laundry, not mine, others. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. just, of course, there's more like we wouldn't have been so mad with just what happened on the boat. That wouldn't have made sense, you know? Yeah, and this sure. year, and my husband and I actually just went back over this past summer. This time it was in Spain and it was the same Captain Glenn and Daisy's there, but I can't say everyone that came back and didn't come back. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. the girls that were pregnant weren't there, but it was so much nicer, honestly. I think Spain was nicer. And then also being with my husband was nice. And I brought my best friend from home, Haley, who's also like married and she's a mom. So like there was people like trying to have drama in our group, but like anytime there was a drama that didn't, like it never involved me this time. So Haley'd be like, we're just over here having fun. Like, and someone would try to pull me aside and Haley's like, no, we're not doing that. So it was like a very chill trip. And we all had to be vaccinated and get tested before and after, but we didn't have to quarantine. So for my kids, it was like, I was only gone 5 or 6 days this time, which was like ideal, honestly.
Yeah. So you have been on reality TV for like 15 years. Is this something you want to continue to do for the rest of your life? You want to be a housewife or would you rather, when are you going to retire reality TV or never?
Oh, well, my husband knows it's always been my goal to like be a real housewife. So he knew I was sad when the Dallas one got canceled since that was like my newest goal.
Yeah.
But it might come back. And I don't know if they'll ever do a Houston one. You never know.
Or Austin.
Yeah, or Austin, exactly. Because we also have an office in McAllen, but I can't see them doing one there, honestly. Not much goes down.
Yeah.
But our goal is to eventually, you know, have offices everywhere in Texas because you can do that easily now with virtual stuff. And, you know, you can Zoom when you're not there and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So as long as it's in Texas, they could count on me. I'm just kidding.
Okay, yes, it would be
fun to have my husband, like when our Below Deck airs, people will see he has a really fun personality. He was being more dramatic than I was, to be honest.
Because
when he's not at work, he's a lot of fun. And he was actually getting into a fight with my former hairdresser to the point where like, I can't even go to her for hair anymore. I
found no.
And at the time I remember, it will be funny if this part airs, because I was like, babe, I just don't want to lose Janelle as a hairdresser. It was like so hard for me to find a good hairdresser. Like you cannot fight with her. And that was like all I cared about. But he just like, the two of them were just like fighting. They're both Geminis. And so it was like a problem.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, we need to see you on Housewives in the next few years. Maybe it will take 5 years, maybe 10 years, but yeah, it's like definitely happening.
Yeah. Like the Housewives, there's a ton in their 40s. Most of them. I mean, there's not even as many in their 30s. So it's like, that's a good thing about Housewives. You don't age out of it.
Exactly. And what do you have going on? Like, today with everything you're doing, what are you like working towards? Like what's going on with your law firm?
We're making a lot of marketing videos. I was approached recently and I can't really talk about it, but because it's not even anything yet, but just to put together a group of other lawyers for like a potential project. And I put together a good group, but it's harder sometimes when you have to find males and females because like my husband, for example, he loved to film on a yacht, but he's like, I don't want cameras bothering me when I'm like negotiating, you know, and settling a case. So really serious attorneys don't have time for that. So I think people always say, why hasn't there been a show about lawyers? There's Married to Medicine and there's Million Dollar Listing about realtors. And I think that's kind of the issue with lawyers. I mean, part of our practice is entertainment media law. So like, of course, like some of my entertainment clients would love to be on camera because they aren't like super famous yet. You know what I mean? So like they're rappers and they're like Beats producers and guys like that here in Houston, super talented and young, but for them, exposure is good. So they're like, yeah, I told them about this opportunity. And one of my clients was like, his name's X'd out, but he was like, you can count me in, because for him, like all the exposure he can get right now is important to show off his talents before he signs like a major deal, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
So I would love that because I think it would be good for my clients as well, even if we do produce our own thing about like the law practice or something, because it's funny working with your husband. Sometimes we'll fight, not usually at work, we don't fight, but then it's like, if we're mad about something at the office, then we can fight about it at home.
That's awesome.
We have gotten better.
Awesome. Well, it's been so much fun chatting with you about all so much reality shows. Where can everyone follow you?
Okay. So my Instagram is at Erica the Rose.
Okay.
That's perfect. The best way to keep up with me. I barely ever tweet anymore.
Okay. Well, everyone has to follow Erica, and we'll leave all of your links down below so everyone can check you out. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
That was my podcast with Erica Rose. What a treat. What a dream to celebrate 24 episodes of the podcast. Erica Rose, so iconic, so hilarious, such a good time. I really hope you guys got a kick out of this podcast. I could not stop laughing the entire time. As always, if you want to support the podcast, please give us a 5 stars in the podcast app. Leave a review, like this video on YouTube, subscribe to my channel, follow me on Instagram, and check my TikTok for all of the reality TBT. And I will catch you guys next week. Maybe not next week, the week after. I think I need to take a week off from the podcast because things have been so crazy. And there's going to be so much more exciting things coming up. So thank you guys as always for supporting me, and have a great weekend. Bye.